The Doyle administration signed a deal with Talgo to make passenger train cars for the Milwaukee to Chicago Amtrak Hiawatha line. The state agreed to pay for a maintenance facility, but has not yet done so. The train sets are sitting at Talgo's manufacturing building in Milwaukee. But Governor Scott Walker won't test the train cars and has refused to pay almost $5 million to the company for its products. Talgo says the state forced it to terminate the contract last week. Susan Crawford represents Talgo. She says a Dane County judge has been asked to declare that the state is in default of its obligations.
The bottom line is that the state of Wisconsin under Governor Walker has simply decided that it does not want trains and has defaulted its obligations under a business contract with the manufacturer.
The Wisconsin Transportation Department says it took part in a formal mediation process with Talgo last week in a good faith effort to resolve disputes related to the delivery of completed train sets. The department claims Talgo has failed to complete or test the train sets and asserts the trains don't meet basic federal standards, such as those required under the Americans with Disabilities Act. The department says it will defend against the lawsuit and continue to act in the best interests of Wisconsin taxpayers. Talgo says the state will lose the nearly $50 million it's already spent on the project. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.